We're kicking off hour number two here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can take control of the show toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian
Herbert. And Manwich.
Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever is on your mind goes. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photographs.
Lots of new additions.
And yes, we have put five new ladies up there on the Shrine with our fresh site relaunch. If you haven't seen the new website, you should go check it out, freetalklive.com.
And yes, yes, you should.
Go look at the new Shriners. We've got some amazing submissions there that are really worth looking at.
Yes.
freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So let's go to the phones and to the fun, man, which since this is the call of the show about your calls, let's talk to Craig. Craig in Minnesota. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. I was listening to when you were talking about college degrees and jobs.
Yeah.
And it was and curious. In the state of Minnesota, they in the late 80s, they produced a report for the year 2000. And the report said that over 80% of the jobs in the year 2000 would not require a college degree.
Interesting. And was that report suppressed or anything like that? I mean,
not that I'm aware of.
Nobody talked about it?
It wasn't on the news. I forget even where I'd found it. But it
was, interesting.
Well, I know that a lot of jobs like, for instance, Microsoft, you know, whatever, where you have to have that certification from Microsoft.
Right.
You wouldn't have to have a college degree to get that. You just get the certification.
That's right.
And then you're, you know, your computer guy.
Well, certification makes a whole lot more sense if you think about it, because when you go to college, there's all these stupid courses that you have to take that, as you pointed out, man, which if you're going to go into, you're going to be a nanny for the rest of your life, or you're going to be doing anything that doesn't require math, you'll never have to use your algebra. Now, if you're going to be a computer programmer, algebra can be very useful. But there are only certain areas where some of these classes are applicable, but yet everyone is forced to take them so they can all get the standard one-size-fits-all kind of degree.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be well-rounded, you know.
Yes.
Well, I understand
that's what
that.
They try to say.
But there's no reason for it. I mean, if
I'd
you
like
want
to enrich
yourself, go ahead.
There's so much information out there. There's no way to be really well-rounded anymore.
True.
You can't be well-read. Because I've read so many classics, and somebody can always slip one by me.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know, yeah. I've read more than most college graduates. I've read more literature than they have.
And what's it worth?
Well, it isn't worth much, but and even in conversation, somebody can still, you know, mention Jane Eyre or something like that. I haven't read that particular one, and I'm not really interested in, 1800s English romances.
Sure.
I don't know. It just seems pointless to me.
I agree. And the certification, you know, that way, if you get certified, it's a third-party thing. They set their own standards. They set their own rules. You go through, you jump the hoops that they put up, and you get your certification, and you go and get your gig. And if you want to get a different certification in a different industry, go for that. And it just makes so much more sense. It doesn't take, what? How long does it take to get an MCSE?
I don't know how long it takes, but you have to keep on getting recertified all the time.
As fast as you want to learn it.
Well, that's
interesting. You do it on your own time.
Well, and man, what you bring up an interesting point that you have to keep getting recertified.
Right.
You don't have to keep going back to college once you get your degree in sociology. You're good to go for the rest of your life. I think that the recertification thing is much more competitive.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps you on top of the latest developments in whatever the industry is that you're in and make sure that
you're
fresh.
Kind of interesting that doctors, for instance, you know, now you're an MD, son. You don't have to learn anymore.
Yeah. Well, luckily a lot of them read medical journals on their own and they... You know, they find it valuable.
Yeah. Sure.
The pharmacy,
a better
pharmacy field, they have to...
Oh, really?
They have to take credit. Credit
so,
education every year.
Craig, you got anything else for us?
I think the problem with dealing with the college education and degrees and stuff is it turned into such a commodity that when people are looking at resumes and stuff, if somebody doesn't have a college degree or a high school diploma, that's just criteria they can quickly throw away a resume.
And, you know, maybe so. I've looked at a lot of resumes. I was the general manager at a radio station for some time, and I've looked at quite a few. I never not hired anybody based on those things. Now, if you came in...
Yeah, but you're hiring for radio.
It's true. I don't know. I mean,
we'll
I don't think the rest of the world really thinks that about radio, though.
The thing is, if you're dealing with dozens or hundreds of resumes, it's just an easier criteria to narrow it down.
Sure. I see what you're saying. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. You know?
But it's certainly not... We've seen plenty of examples where the college degree is certainly not a factor in a lot of people's success. I mean, if you get rejected from some jobs, you'll eventually get a foothold somewhere. You'll learn a business, you'll learn the industry, and if you can manage to save enough money, maybe you can get in and compete yourself.
Well, it just shows in my career. I have a biology degree with a chemistry minor, and I work in the computer field.
Yeah, a lot of good that did you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Craig. We appreciate it, man.
It makes you wonder if these business guys make any more, you know, I mean, like the Wharton guy, people that graduate from Wharton, which is the University of Pennsylvania's business school, are definitely considered the cream of the business crop.
Right.
But do the great business minds get degrees at Wharton, or does Wharton produce great business minds? You know what I mean? Obviously, the richest man in America, Bill Gates, doesn't have a Wharton degree.
No. Doesn't have any degree.
Yeah, apparently he did a pretty good job in business.
Yes, he did.
I don't know.
It's just a matter of innovation and self-starting. I mean, if you could self-start, most people want to run, I think a lot of people want to run their own businesses. I don't think a lot of people want to work jobs for the rest of their life. There are certainly people who are fine with a job, they're comfortable with a job, it makes them feel good to live in that comfort zone, and that's fine. But I think one of the biggest problems that we have is, and one of the reasons why is university education might be so prestigious, is because of all the regulation that we have that prevents people from starting their own businesses. Otherwise, you could get out of high school with a couple $100 and, you know, go open up a storefront and start selling stuff, or go into business for yourself. Whereas that's so difficult now. You literally have to know the ropes of the business world. You have to know about all the licensing and all the requirements and all the
I don't
the
think they teach you that in college.
No, they probably don't either.
I mean, they probably tell you this exists.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right, 800-259-9231. This one from Spencer. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Spencer emails, he says, "Wow, I thought that you guys were promoting liberty, but what Ian is promoting is every man for himself anarchy."
Oh, boy.
"Government has a critical purpose, protecting individual liberty." Well, Spencer, they don't. "If a child is being raped by his or her family members, that child's individual rights have been violated."
Is this an old email, or
this is somewhat recent.
Okay.
"It's been violated, and government, or an organized body that all citizens are part of and have a say in, should step in to protect that child. When you talk about democracy being two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner, government is supposed to be the protector of the sheep, or in the case of the abused child, the lamb. Supposed to. It doesn't." He goes on to say, "Best of luck with the show, and I appreciate your honesty. I can't imagine another radio or TV host saying that if a child was being raped by his or her parents, that the recourse is to kidnap the kids and hope for the best during the trial."
You sure can't.
I'm sorry, but it seems to me that, and we weren't talking about raping the kids.
We were
talking about
consensual sex.
Yeah, some sort of weird parental child consensual sex tips. Theoretically would not agree with if you came across it and discovered it, which, of course, most people don't even discover.
I've thought about it a little bit since then, and it's not as weird as you might think. For instance, did you ever see Coal Miner's Daughter with, no. You know, it was about Loretta Lynn's life? I believe, I might be mistaken here, that she was married at 14, it could have been 16, to a man who was like 27, 30, something like that. And, you know, the parents had to give their consent. Now, really, what you got to do, and essentially this is what you were saying, that if a child wanted to have sex with an adult and the parents consented that the child could have sex with the adult, then it wouldn't be rape in your mind. And I was like, and I don't agree, mind you, but the question is if in Kentucky in the 1950s you could be 14 years old and get married, and I believe this happened with the Great Balls of Fire guy, what's his name?
Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah.
Essentially that's what happened.
Cousin.
Yeah.
We'll come back and get a little more into this here. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Kidnappings and rape. We're coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc., for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876. Or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You'll find that we have updates for you if you sign up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, you can get on it by going to freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we are catching up on some emails tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. That's what the show has always been about. We're reading an email from Spencer about the purpose of government. And he says that government is supposed to be the protector of the sheep. In the case of the abused child, the lamb, he says government is supposed to protect individual liberty. Well, sounds nice.
Too bad they don't.
Well, I think that just because the government isn't perfect at it doesn't mean that we should just give up entirely protecting children.
I didn't say that we should give up protecting children. I just think the government's lousy at it. Look at this. Look at all the stories about the DCF, the Department of Children and Families, and whatever they call it.
And how is
some
private security firm going to be compensated for protecting children?
That would be up to them to figure out, Manwich. But I'm sure there are people out in the
sell the child into slavery.
No, I think there are people out there in the world that actually care about children, unlike the heartless bureaucrats that tend to work for the government. Anyway, he goes on. He's talking about how we were talking about a situation, a fantasy situation, where you discover that your next door neighbors are doing sexual things to their children that you don't agree with. Now, whether or not they agree with it is a whole other story. But you come across this 6-6 situation. I don't know. They left their window open or something like that. You were being nosy and you discovered this. Well, if you believe this kid is being harmed, why don't you go and kidnap them? Because really, when you pick up the phone and call the cops, you're asking for a group of men in uniforms to come over and kidnap the kid, right?
That
why don't
I
you
prefer
go
to
and
pay so that they can do that kind
well,
of stuff.
Well, okay, the job that we're looking at doing is kidnapping a kid, okay? You're having the government do it versus you doing it yourself or calling some sort of charitable organization, which theoretically could exist. Kid Rescuers. Man, which is Kid Rescuers.
Kind of like the wild animal trappers.
Yeah,
they have around here.
Not quite that. It's the same thing. But yeah, if you see a kid that you believe is in trouble, you call Manwich's Kid Rescuers, and they come out and kidnap the kid from the bad parents, and then let the bad parents take Manwich's Kid Rescuers to court. And Manwich's Kid Rescuers has a long history of rescuing kids that really were being abused by their parents. And they'll come into court and they'll say, "Look, this kid had this. Here, Johnny, get up on stage and tell us what your parents did to you." Well, they blah, 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 they touched me here, they touched me there, and blah, blah, blah. If I was on the jury, I'd very easily let you off, Manwich, for kidnapping that kid. And then you'd still have the
and
kid.
And why is it that you don't want cops to do the kidnapping?
Because they just are, I just don't trust kids to the government, Manwich. We've seen plenty of
examples.
What
am I going to do with a kid that I've kidnapped?
I have no idea. That's up to you. You'll figure it out. Look, you can't ask me all these questions because I haven't thought this through. I don't have profit
incentive.
And
it shows, buddy.
I don't have profit incentive here. What we're talking about is turning this over to the marketplace and allowing people who really care about kids, because you wouldn't get, see, you can't even think of the answers, man, because you don't care about kids. You don't have any kids. And so if you actually cared about kids, you probably would be able to answer those questions.
I'm not the one advocating that parents can give away their children to some kind of sexual slavery.
I didn't advocate that either. I'm saying you should kidnap them from the sexual slavery. If you find out that there are kids next door to you that are being sexual slaves,
just finish up
you need
the email
to
and let's get over with this weird subject that nobody wants to hear about.
800-259-9231. On another note, he says it's interesting and disturbing that discussions, you're just afraid of kidnapping, you're just afraid of the ideas. That's all, man. Discussions of libertarian ideology always seem to move toward the extreme rather than focusing on what almost everybody agrees on. For example, I've never personally met a person who believes that a terminally ill patient shouldn't be allowed to smoke marijuana. I've met very few people, even though I'm a big NFL fan, that support corporate welfare to build football stadiums or for most other purposes. Unfortunately, before you get people to notice how closely they agree with libertarian principles, they shoot right for the roads or police or some other issue that even libertarians don't agree on. And that's a good point, Spence. Although I got to say that on a show about freedom and liberty, I mean, yes, you can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live, but on every issue, I take a freedom. In general, this show takes a very pro-freedom, pro-liberty approach on every issue. So on a show where that's all we talk about over time, it's inevitable that someone's going to bring up the police and someone's going to bring up roads at some point. And on a show where we let anybody bring up anything, we have to let those issues come up. We can't just turn them off. Oh, somebody's calling in about roads. Let's shut that caller off. Because we don't screen out calls on this show. So, yeah, we do talk about the issues. We talk about marijuana all the time on Free Talk Live. I'd say at least once a week. We've talked about corporate welfare several times in the history of this show. So I think we do touch on the issues that people agree on a lot on Free Talk Live. But inevitably, the sticky ones are going to come up. And that's fun, too, because then we have conflicts where Manwich gets uncomfortable, like you just did. Let's go to the phones, talk to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to make some comments about college
with that last caller had called in, but I guess I'll punctuate your remarks that you're making about law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
and actually law enforcement in general. I think really what we, as those of us who are opposed to, state law enforcement, what we need to point out is that it's not about that there's anything wrong with, you're saying, feel free to go get the kid and rescue the kid. But see, when you bring the state into it, and that's what we need to point out, what you're doing is you're actually compelling people to subsidize and take part in taking those kids, whether they like it or not. And mm-hmm. We can argue that it's moral to go get the kids, but is it moral to force people to go rescue those kids?
Or force people to pay for it.
Yeah. Now, Murray Rothbard, he came up with an excellent argument to use against state wars. And I think this can actually be applied against government-ran law enforcement and government police.
Okay.
In which he used an example where you have, say, the Jones Klan transgresses against the Smith Klan. Say the Jones Klan runs over
Let's use the Hatfields and McCoys. I like that better.
Okay, the Hatfields and the McCoys. Say the McCoys, do something to the Hatfield. They steal some of their property or whatever. It's certainly...
Those damn McCoys.
It's certainly the right of the Hatfields to exact revenge, get their property back. Well, Murray Rothbard, he asked, would it be proper for the Hatfields to, take a missile and fire it into the McCoy residence, killing innocents? No, because then the Hatfields would become just as big of criminals, if not bigger, than the McCoys.
Okay.
Well, the same can be asked when it comes to law enforcement, government, or what I call welfare for security. If some people in the McCoy family, steal some of the Hatfields, property, the Hatfields, they certainly have the right to get their property back, to go solicit contributions from others on a voluntary basis, to ask them to support their cause, to join their cause, to help get their property back, to get some sort of justice. But if the Hatfields run around stealing from other people to finance their cause, they then become just as big of criminals as the McCoys.
And what you're saying is that's what's going on when government, and we're going to put you on hold because I know you had comments about school, so hang on. That's what's going on when the government has police do things. They're forcing everyone at gunpoint to pay for activities, security activities, that they may or may not agree with. And you don't agree with pointing guns at people, do you, Manwich? More coming back. It's your show, 800-259-9231.
I think people need guns pointed at them now and then.
That's why you're a fascist, sometimes. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. It's all free. Everything on the website is free, so go check it out, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Yes, and when it comes to welfare for security, as I call it, what we really need to ask is, why would the state, why do we get this idea that the state, which sustains itself by using the threat of a jailhouse and bayonet, i.e. robbery, why would we think that this same organization is somehow protecting us? Why do we entrust an organization like that? Why do we think that an organization like that can do anything to protect?
Yeah. Why would it look? Why would it be looking out for you?
And actually, it's not. Even when it does a little bit of good, such as say apprehending and punishing sporadic criminals and sporadic crime, there's only one reason why the state does that, because it's going after its competition. If the state allowed us to behave the way it did with impunity, then pretty soon a different state would be able to replace it.
It's taking the other criminals off the street, is what you're saying.
Right.
That way only the state criminals can exist.
Right. The state is there to prevent. The state, by going after sporadic crime, is trying to prevent any other state from organizing, whereas our goal as peaceful people should be to try to prevent any group of criminals from becoming organized. And stopping organized crime, especially...
I think this is where it all falls apart for the volunteerists or the voluntary anarchists or, you know, whatever the form is. Is now, how is it that the citizens of a free society are going to prevent this from happening without turning into a lynch mob complete with pitchforks and torches?
That's exactly... We already have became that. By supporting the state, that's what you're supporting.
I disagree. I think that I think that there's at least some objectivity when it comes to our current legal system. People get wrongly convicted.
How do we change? How do we stop this? Violent. Actually, did people talk about revolutions and when do we need to bring out our firearms and that sort of thing? And then people conflate, anarchy and anarchism with violence. Actually, the exact opposite.
I'm not making that advocation. It's a nice misdirection, but I'm not making that, that claim.
But as an anarchist, of course, my intention is not to, replace systems of power or take over institutions. Being the state exists and relies upon, it exists because of and relies upon predation and stealing and robbery and taking
That's true.
Our property.
I just think
all
that Manwich, what Manwich doesn't get, Mark, is he doesn't understand that Manwich seems to...
How are you going to have enforcement of natural law, is my question.
I'll tell you how. It doesn't require going after anybody or anything like that, because it's not about... Anarchy is actually rather peaceful. All we're saying is leave me alone. Leave my property alone.
Okay, well, Manwich is trying to get at here, Mark, is he's trying to get at, well, what happens when somebody does aggress on, on your
I've
property?
Had a lot of stuff stolen from me in life, Mark. I've had a lot of things stolen from me, and I don't know who did it any of the times. But if I make a guess and I go take a pot shot at them, what if I'm wrong?
Well, then, you know what? You're going to think twice before you just run around taking potshot at people, because eventually somebody's going to do the same thing to you
for a more creative answer, I think that what you need to do is to step outside of the box for a moment, Manwich, and think about how it is that someone could profit from protecting others. How it is that someone could profit...
Well, private security.
Actually, well, private security. Right. Insurance could also be an option as well. Insurance company would do the investigation and would do the apprehension of the person who allegedly stole your television set, for instance,
yeah.
Ma'am.
How often do you hear about mall security brutality? No, you don't, because you know, precisely because they're private and they're indentured to...
And they have no power. They're in golf carts with flashlights.
They're indentured to that place of business who wants your patronage. You know, they're not going to beat you down. They're going to do... Yeah?
I was going to say, do you have any final points? Because we've got to move on, my man.
I guess I'll make my comments about college very short. I'll call in some other time about that.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say government, any sort of government-accredited education absolutely sucks and I think is totally illegitimate, and I never take part in government-accredited education.
Right on, Mark.
Here, I agree with that.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You know, you ask good questions, Manwich, and since you brought it up, I happened to stumble on to some answers today.
Why?
First I say we kill all the anarchists. It's just ideas, man. Which try to be a little open-minded to this.
Flexibility is not my strong suit, you know.
So this from theanarchistalternative.info. And by the way, I think that free marketeer is a better word, personally. But the shallow thinkers about government.
I'm a free marketeer!
Shallow thinkers about government almost always suppose that even if it's not needed for anything else, it must be retained to run a justice system. This naive...
Apparently I'm a shallow thinker.
Yes. This naive faith survives despite its manifest failure to convict most of the guilty, its manifest failure to avoid convicting any of the innocent, and its manifest failure to compensate any of the victims. Now, you would agree that certainly the government is not very good at catching perps, nor is it good at convicting the perps, and it's certainly not good at catching the right people, because sometimes they put totally innocent people in prison. So our system today, you would agree, man, which is not good. Right? It could be a lot better.
It could be better.
Okay. And there are some things that we could do as a government system to make it a better government system. I'll certainly agree with that. Anyway, the author of this says, additionally, government makes massive wholesale use of the authority of its courts wickedly and mendaciously to sustain and prolong its own power, hiding its devastation of personal liberties under the fiction that courts can interpret laws. Usually, that's all called law and order. But as we've seen already on this site, order, peace, and harmony is not only dependent on the existence of law, it would be far more widely enjoyed with none. It's worth, because of all the silly laws that you don't agree with, man, which like, you know, marijuana laws, prostitution laws, gambling laws, that causes a lot of disorder and chaos, the cops going and enforcing those laws on people. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it does.
Yes.
Sure.
So it's worth pausing to press this point. Consider the extreme case of murder. We all agree that murder is the worst thing anyone can do. No anarchist will do it, to take another person's life except in self-defense.
I don't know why that is. I don't understand why an anarchist can't be guilty of committing a crime as anyone else. I mean, are anarchists somehow equated to the level of angels, according to this author?
I think he's just suggesting that anarchists believe in not using
force. They wouldn't
force
be real anarchists if they did this.
That's right.
I disagree.
Anyway, except in self-defense
because
or by his
they're not following any laws if they kill somebody, so therefore they could very well be an anarchist.
No, sir.
You can't really.
You don't need a law
you
to have
lay
no,
down
no, no, no.
A platitude like that and just say that it's
you
so.
You don't need a law to have murder be wrong. You already said it's a violation of natural law.
Anarchists wouldn't do anything that's wrong. Have you ever done anything that's wrong?
No, Manwich. Listen,
answer the question.
Just because something's illegal doesn't make it wrong, first of all, and just because it's legal doesn't make it
right. I'm not asking you if you've done anything illegal. Pay attention here. Quit misdirecting me. Have you done anything wrong?
What do you mean by that?
Have you ever done anything wrong?
Like what?
I'm not asking
I've
you.
I've never
like,
harmed
what?
Anyone. No.
You have never done
I've
anything
never
wrong?
I've never hurt anybody.
Dear
no.
God in heaven, I don't believe
I've never
you,
stolen anything, and I've never hurt anybody.
This is Manwich. We'll be right back. I've done something wrong.
Okay. Good. I've never hurt anybody. I'm sorry you have. 800-259-9231.
I'm not saying, I didn't ask
well, that's what wrong is hurting someone
Stole
or
something?
Stealing their thing. That's harming their property. More coming back. This is your show. Just because you're a thief doesn't mean everyone else is, man. Which this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces this unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
I am a woman and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for you. You can get interactive with us and hundreds of our listeners, almost 700 people interacting there, thousands of posts, 28,000 plus for you to surf around through at freetalklive.com, so go and check that out. You can also go vote for the show over at podcastalley.com.
Please
and
do.
You can go straight to the voting page just by typing in vote.freetalklive.com. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, bada bing.
All right, and we're going to have our new voting push coming up here in the month of August, because the votes always reset over at podcastalley.com every month. So be waiting for that.
You can vote at Podcast Awards if you feel like voting.
That's right.
If you vote, even if you don't feel like voting, vote anyway.
Or else. Or Manwich will hurt you. Now, you were going to tell us that you've hurt people in your life.
I have, actually.
What have you done? Broken some bones?
In a boxing ring, it doesn't count because both men enter of their
consent.
Own. Two men into one man leaves.
You've stolen things from people?
I've stolen things from people, sure.
Wow, I'm going to have to start keeping an eye on my stuff around the studio, huh?
You know, as a young adult.
And by it doesn't count, by the way. Manwich has a little problem where it's not kleptomania.
It's just forgetfulness.
You just pick up things
and put them
in your pockets. It's not really kleptomania.
I usually bring them back.
Well, because you don't go after valuable things. You just take things and put them in your pocket.
It's true.
So I don't think that really counts. That's not what you're referring to, though, huh?
No, I've taken things. I've stolen things.
Hmm.
Sure.
And when you were a kid, you mean?
Oh, when I was a young adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you haven't
and
stolen
like
it.
I say, now that you can trust me with $1,000, but don't trust me with $10 million. Don't trust me. Don't give me enough money where I can go live like a king in a Latin American country.
Thank goodness I don't give you any money. All right.
Why would you give me any money?
I don't know.
I don't want your money.
I'm going to now. 800-259-9231. All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, sir.
I was listening to a podcast, and the guy called in about the sex offender registration thing and how... anyway, he made a few points about sex offender registration not being constitutional and infringing on rights and things like that.
Okay.
So I went online and I checked a few numbers out because this is the scare tactic they're using, right, to get people to register. They're trying to say, oh, sex offenders, the worst kind of offender out there, sex offenders, they all reoffend 25,000 times a year.
Well, now, wait. They're not trying to scare the sex offenders into registering. They are mandated to register.
Well, they are making the point that sex offenders are more recidivant than any other.
They're scaring the public into accepting the violation of this small group of people's rights.
Correct.
So that they can eventually infringe on everybody's rights. I mean, that's the way government always works.
So, but as an anarchist, you're not for this idea.
He doesn't even believe the government exists.
Of course. No, I believe this. I don't believe they're legitimate.
Right.
I mean, I believe there's a gang of people, that exercise force upon people that's illegitimate.
Yes, that right. Yes, I agree with you, Gene.
Okay, but I just did some quick searching online to run the numbers because the propaganda that we're given is that these sex offenders will reoffend at the drop of a hat and they're dangerous to everybody and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're trying to scare people.
Right.
You know, this is
so what did you find out?
This is the new boogeyman. Well, I couldn't find real current numbers, but I found some numbers for like 2003.
Okay, that's pretty good.
In which they said that there are 440,000 registered sex offenders in the country.
Okay.
There are 19,000 in Orange County, California, making it one in every 890 people
wow.
in that area. Okay, so here's my question, and I tried to find the statistics on the government website for crime, and I wasn't able to do that, but I think that if you run the statistics for crime, and then you run the statistics for how many registered sex offenders you have, you're going to find that the recidivism rate is not anywhere near what they claim it is. You know, they're claiming nearly 100% recidivism. Well, if that's true, how come these 440,000 registered sex offenders aren't out there doing 440,000 rapes every day or every week or every month?
Why aren't they getting caught over and over again for things, is what you're saying?
Well, some of them are pretty good at it.
Even if they're not getting caught, let's say they're getting away 100%.
Okay.
Where are the crime statistics to match it? That's what I'm saying.
I would say that...
There's 440,000 of them out there supposedly registered.
Well, it could be a factor. Could be you don't tell. This is our little secret. That kind of thing. I mean, it could be just be that the crimes aren't being reported.
No, even if you factor in the fact that a lot of crimes go on.
Even half of them, he's saying.
You've got 440,000 who are registered. Then you've probably got a minimum of 440,000 that aren't registered that they don't even know about. Maybe haven't even been caught yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
so
that was my point.
Where is the crime statistics is what I'm saying. I don't believe the story that the recidivism rate is as high as what they claim it is, because if it was, these 440,000 people would be having a crime spree nationwide that we couldn't
understand. I think you make a good point, and that is that there's the ones that are out there that haven't been caught yet. Okay, great. So the government tells you that you got a sex offender moving into the neighborhood. What does that tell you about the other 200 houses in your neighborhood? Nothing.
Well,
wouldn't you say that's wrong?
Because I don't think that the recidivism rate is as high as what they claim it is.
Fair enough,
Gene.
Wouldn't you say that sex offenders operate on a different, you know, basis than, say, robbers and murderers and that kind of thing? I mean, their reasons are different for the crime.
Well, I don't know. There are people that go out and beat people up just for the same reasons I would for gratification.
Gene, thanks for the call, man. One thing's for sure, parents need to keep an eye on their kids. I mean, that's the best way to keep your kids safe from perverts, is know where they are. Okay, so what if you know that there's a sex offender down the end of the street? You know nothing about the other people in your neighborhood. Keep an eye on them. Make sure you know where whose houses they're going over to. We're coming back. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can help us promote the show. Go check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. If we can sneak in here before 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we will. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian. Manwich.
What's happening?
I'm just calling in to change the subject.
Yes, sir.
I've got a list of little Republican Party slogans. They're sarcastic. I just thought I'd read them off to you so
okay.
I don't have to listen about voluntarianism. Yeah. Here's one. The Republican Party, freedom isn't free. It costs your liberty.
Okay.
The Republican Party, making real the dreams of Marx one day at a time.
Who? Marx? Oh, Marx. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Baby steps towards communism, I understand.
Yeah. This one has a cuss word in it, so I'll skip that. The Republican Party, not raising taxes, just the debt.
Okay.
The Republican Party, founded by statists, ran by statists.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party, for those non-thinking types.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that.
The Republican Party, full of people who claim to be capitalists but want to save socialist security.
Yep.
The Republican Party, cuss word,
Just use the first letter of the cuss word,
okay,
and everyone will know what it means.
Not giving an S about the Constitution, but acting like we do.
I like that one. Good job. Pretty accurate.
The Republican Party, not giving an S about the Constitution since 1861.
Even better.
The Democratic Party, the right to choose an abortion, but not a bayonet lug.
Hmm.
The Republican Party, F your liberties, we want more government.
Did you write these?
Now, this would be too much work to write.
Oh, it sounds like something he would do.
The Republican Party, fighting the war on drugs, one innocent victim at a time.
Yeah.
The Republican Party, lowering the tax rate from 33% to 32.9%.
And then celebrating like they've really
Woo!
Done you a favor.
Party! Dun, 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 dun,
look, America, we're dun, the party dun, of smaller, dun, 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 dun. Somewhat smaller governments.
Yeah. The Republican Party, guns don't kill people, the plants do.
Yeah.
The Republican Party, the right to own a gun, but not him. And
now,
so
to be fair, this is not a Republican bashing show. We bash them all on this show.
No, I got one Democratic one in there. I just thought those Republican ones were pretty funny because everybody knows the Democrats are a bunch of commies, but it takes some convincing to make people believe the Republicans are.
That's true, because they still have this great PR machine that's out there. They have mastered the rules of propaganda, and that is you keep saying the same thing over and over again, freedom and liberty and freedom and liberty. And then people start to absorb it. I saw the chairman of the Libertarian Party. They sent out a press release today where they actually used one of the phrases that you would have heard of coming from a Republican or a Democrat. Well, there must be a balance between freedom and security. What?
Just like that.
That's not cool.
No, it's not.
As a matter of fact, Brandon sent that in.
Oh, what?
He sent the Obama thing in.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brandon, thanks for the call as always, man.
No problem.
All right, 800, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And man, which
we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, when you can take control of the show as always. We do it 6 nights a week, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. And we will talk to you at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And again, check out our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us promote the show, amp.freetalklive.com. See ya.
U.S. Gold and Silver.